Okay, so today we're gonna do a chabura on Tav Chav Zayin in Choshen Mishpat. This is the inyan of nishmartem or v'hishamer. It's the inyan of keeping your health, of avoiding sakana and dangerous things. And I picked this topic for. One of the main reasons I picked it was because there's not a lot of shurim on it. You know, Rebbe Reis made a quip about hafkaras sha'arim, that there's hafkaras shurim, that there's not a lot of shurim. I think on this topic as well, you know, it's not treated so much, certainly in sfarim or even in shurim, except in a really basic treatment. And so I wanted to do it justice. You know, Derek Hakdama, to try to illustrate that this inyan is not, you know, kind of just, you know, a very simplistic Baal Batisha sugya, but really Dvarim Homdim Barumah Shel Olam, Bergashmias Uberuchnias. And, you know, Bergashmias, I think what the tshuvas, as we'll see, that do discuss this topic, they have focused on smoking. That many poskim certainly believe that certainly nowadays smoking is usur, and because it is so dangerous, and not to in any way to discount the impact that is made. Certainly, you know, around the yeshiva, you really don't see anyone smoking. In my hometown of Bergenfield, I've never seen a Jewish person smoking. So certainly. There is an impact, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, a counterpoint, you know, or a broader point, you know, I think we could make it broader as well. The first source here, we have a new study saying that poor diet kills more people globally than tobacco and high blood pressure. And if you look at the graph here on the second page, it's not even close. I mean, the dietary risks are... causing far more deaths than tobacco smoking. So it's certainly, you know, I think deserving of whether there's other things that we should be considering in this issur besides smoking. But also, you know, I don't want to imply that this is just some sort of secular class or secular topic. It's also Dvarim Omdim Bruma Shel Olam and Ruchnius as well. Going back all the way to the earliest Divrei Chazal, we have the Sifrei here and in the Kor Aleph discussing, you know, why did Jews go off the derech? Why did Jews become fry? And Vishmani Yishurin Vivat, and the Pasuk says that Yishurin kicked, you know, it kind of went astray. But here the equation is Lefi Sova Mardin, that according to how full, you know, how much the Jews eat, that is the equation of how much they rebel. And they trace this incredibly, not just throughout all of Jewish history, but really before Jewish history. They go back to Anshei Dor HaMabul, they have the Anshei Migdal, they related to the rebellion of the Anshei Sodom. They have a pasuk by the Anshei Midbar that Shalom Mardin El Mitoch Mayachol Amisha, that through the overconsumption of food, they rebelled in the Midbar once they went into Eretz Israel also, and perhaps even more scary, they trace it to the Yemos HaMashiach, that She'ein Asidim Limrod Ela Mitoch Achila Ushtia, that before Mashiach comes, the Jews only rebel because of Achila and Shtia, Shemar Yishron Yishron Vivat. So that's certainly scary. But Vikar Abba goes further and says, okay, so not just is this a serious thing, but it's on us to personally make sure that we guard against it. That it's on you, it's on people to make sure that they don't get sick. The pasuk says, "V'hisir Hashem mimcha kochol." The pasuk says that Hashem will will take away all sickness from you. And the, but they darshan mimcha, it's on you to make sure that you don't get sick. And they finish the Vikarab finishes with the statement that's also in the Yerushalmi, Tisha Matisha Bapshia Vecha Bidishamayim, that 99% of people die because of their own Pshia, not because of divine decree. The Sefer Hasidim brings another Makor, and this is something we're gonna see that there's a lot of different Makoros. You know, it's not like here's the pasuk you have to put on tefillin. Here's the pasuk you have to put a mezuzah on your door. There's a lot of different makoros seemingly extraneous that are saying that you have to guard your health. Then they bring one Sefer Hasidim. We'll see it's quoted by others. Ach es dimchem lenafsho seichan edrosh, the Israel against suicide. That if you die because of your pshia, because of what you did wrong, because of your own fault. And one of the examples they give is im holek lamakom sakana. You go, you bring yourself into a sakana, that is considered suicide. And the Pele Yoetz expands. You know why is it? Is okay. So this is certainly a problem. The Pele Yoetz really makes it a very yesodostik problem. In Yadus, the Pele Yoetz says, "Habitur a shebashum mitzvah lo nemar ma'od." That we'll see that the makoros that are brought for the requirement of avoiding sakana and keeping your health, nishmartim ma'od hishamer. It says ma'od in the pasuk, so you don't usually see. It doesn't say keep Shabbos ma'od or make sure to put on tefillin ma'od, right? It doesn't typically say that. And he explains, ki yafa sha'achas shel Torah masim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba, that you need to be alive in order to learn Torah and to do masim tovim, and if so, by extending your life you are gaining priceless, every second priceless Torah masim tovim. The only way to do that is to guard your life. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch notes that this is the pshat in Mafli Lasos and Asher Yatzar, not just the excretion, but that it's the digestive system that really the entire digestive system which is so wondrous that it extracts the good nutrients from the food. That is Mafli Lasos. And Reishis Chachma gives another taich to it, that he explains that the why is it that people rebel because of food? It's because hayom asbi matzvah beheter machar b'ister, that you're going to start by eating too much and consuming too much beheter. It's technically kosher and everything, but then you're gonna learn to keep. To eat Israel as well, and that's the Indian that we see by Ben Sora Mora, that the Ben Sora Mora was just eating wine and eating buster and drinking wine, and yet we killed the Ben Sora Mora. So in general we see that this is certainly a very serious Indian. So what's the makor? So that's the first kasha we have. So we have a couple of psukim that are widely quoted. Hisham elcha shmor nafshcha ma'od. So you should guard your soul. Okay, on the face it sounds health. Guard your soul, guard yourself. But then the pasuk goes on to talk about ben tishkach as a very masharui necha, that you that not about health. It's that you should guard yourself to make sure you don't forget what Hashem told you about the mitzvos. So it's an interesting pasuk. It doesn't necessarily, the pshat of pasuk doesn't seem to be related to health. And the other makor that we'll see, v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshu sikim, you should guard your soul very much. Okay, that sounds, could be related to health. But then again, it goes on, lo risim kol timunah b'yom divar Hashem aleichem. It's talking about Har Sinai. You didn't see any idol or anything like that at Har Sinai. That you should remember Har Sinai. So again, the pshat pasuk seems to be related to more, spiritual ruchnistic inyanim. So these the makor for the in terms of law is the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah and will bring this out of the mitzvah of Makkah. That's certainly how it's organized in the Shulchan Aruch. There's course, a mitzvah makkah, there's an asay, there's a lav. And then the Rambam goes on to seemingly expand on this Mishnah Makkah. And again, another different, right, a different way to approach it. He says, v'chein kol mikshol, and also, not just putting fences around your roof, but any danger that has sakanos nefashos, it's a mitzvah saseh to guard yourself from it. And he quotes, hishamer lecha shmor nafshecha ma'od. He quotes that first pasuk. And that's my first nakuda that I wanted to bring out, that when there are shurim on this topic, people tend to use v'nishmarta ma'od l'nafshecha yizkeikem, that second pasuk. But really, you know, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma, classical sources really focus on this hishamer lecha as the pasuk. We'll see that there was a non-Jew who quoted the other pasuk, but you know this is the pasuk that really is the and the Achronim will also colloquially quote Nishmartem, but Hishamer is really the main source. And then so another point that this Rambam starts to bring out. So the first point is that it seems to be an extension of Mak on one hand. Right, it seems to be, well, there's guarding your fences, guarding your roofs, and then there's other, you should be guarding other things as well. But then he quotes the pasuk of Hishomer. So again, it goes into this question of where is the makor? Is it Makkah? Is it Hishomer? It's very unclear. And the other inyan is that he mentions that sakanos nefashos, right? That he uses that word, that's what is the problem when you're in sakanos nefashos, you know, you're in danger of death. And that's going to be another hagdar we're going to have to figure out. Is it only something that leads to death? And the Rambam goes on in Makor Yud Beis, so that's on a level of deraisa. And then he goes on to say that there's also additional things that the rabbis, the chazal, asered, sakanos nefashos. So even on the level that the rabbis asered, it's still a concern of sakanos nefashos. And he says that if anyone still says, I'm just going to violate it, I'm just going to do that anyways, then makinoso makos martus. Then we give him makos martus, which seems to be a level of derabanan. The question is going to be, is that only going on those things that the rabbis ossered? What about the things that are that the, in the previous halacha that said that they're deraisa? So that's in Hilchos Ritzeach. But there's another Rambam, right? There's another couple Rambams that also talk about health. And in a very different way, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Deis talks about hamanig atzma al-piyar refua, how to make sure to keep healthy. You should yasi malibo shegufo shalem chazik. You should be strong in order to have your nefesh to be ready to know Hashem. You can't really understand anything unless you're healthy. And he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, and then in Hilchos Deis in Perek Dalet he goes on to say that it's darach Hashem to make sure to keep your guf and not ma'abed es haguf. So this is a very different perspective. You know, we just got done saying aser deraisa, aser banan, you know, it's a real iser. Now it's in Hilchos Deis, it's derech Hashem, you know. And the Rambam is obviously very careful. He doesn't in any way relate it. It's a completely different chelik of the Rambam. There doesn't seem to be any connection, but they both seem to be hitting at the same thing, right? So why is it seemingly a very serious legal issue? But also, no, just it's all just a general kind of best practices, if you will, for Judaism. And the Rambam, and really the main sugya, the Gra quotes it in Shulchan as well, is Brachas Lamed Beis, that there was a chassid who was davening, and there was some goy who was threatening him, and the chassid kept davening, and the goy yelled at him, well, don't you know in your Torah it says he shamer lecha, nishmarta mod lenafsho seicha, you should have stopped davening because I might kill you. So this is the makor of the that these psukim are the makor for the isser, and that really that it is an isser. But it's a very strange makor, right? Because this is a goy who's speaking. So there's going to be different opinions. Is the goy, is it Talmud Chacham goy, or is it just a goy who's just misunderstanding the Torah? But as we'll see, again, so we have Ishamer, we have Maka as well, which seems to be some sort of father mitzvah, if you will, for this iser. We'll see again. The ma'abid etz atzma ladas. This is the problem of suicide. But we have another gemara actually, with a different pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Emer, ein a yachid rashi l'sagif es atzma v'sanis. You're not allowed to just destroy your body through fasting, because maybe no one will take care of you, and you really will become very sick. And Rav says, what's the source? By he adam nefesh chaya, that even before Matan Torah, that it just that Hashem created people and made us a living being. Neshama should have started b'chaya chayet. There's a duty. God gave you a goop, so you should take care of it. So again, it's a different makor. It doesn't. It seems to be a more generalized concept, a more fundamental Yesodistic concept, rather than a very specific iser. Like the Rambam could be interpreted. It says Yishamer, and therefore you have to do this, right? Yet another Sefer Chinuch relates, gets the inyan of keeping health from the iser of Treifa. He says that it's very important to keep your health, and you can't keep your health if you don't. I'm sorry, and you can't really learn unless you keep your health. And so, keeping health is very important. And so, what does that have to do with treifa? He says, "Yadua in Makor Yidchas, Yadua Davar Midarkei Refua Shebasar Kol Treifos Asuros Lana Molet Hefseit El Guf." That it's bad ever as the Darkei Refua teach us. That it's bad for your body to eat treifa meat. If the animal's treifa, then it's going to cause a sickness in you as well. And so that is how the Sefer Chinuch interprets at least one of the reasons for the iser of treifa. So again, another iser. And again, the mitzvah makah we saw it briefly, kind of just in the Rambam, just because of the smichas that he talks about health right next to Makkah, but the Sefer Chinuch expands on that and explains in Makor Chaf that V'ipak Ba'apav Nishvas Chaim, Hashem gave us a neshama, balas, das, lishmor, guf, mikol bega. He gave us a brain as well, and a brain that's able to guard ourselves, right? Not like an animal that just runs into traffic, just, thinks that makes sense. We are, we have more seichel than that. And so that's why he commanded us with that seichel to guard ourselves from danger. And he explains, Shein roi lo l'adam sheish bodeh. It's not, it's pashnished for someone who has das to put himself into sakana. That's kind of a crazy thing to do. So he relates that. He says that's kind of the shorish of the mitzvah of Makkah. And you could, just locally inside the Sefer Chinuch, you could maybe make a chiluk that the Makkah is to guard yourself from dangerous situations, right? To not do things that are dangerous, maybe like jumping off the roof and things like that. Maybe the treif is more about eating things that are dangerous, right? You could be mechalik inside the Sefer Chinuch. But certainly, again, this idea seems to be coming from many different places in our tradition. And the Minchas Chinuch on the Sefer Chinuch on Makkah has a lot of kashas. You know, it doesn't really end up with the type of minchas chinuch like Shir Klali to explain everything. He has a lot of different problems, and he focuses really on the Rambam that he says here on the second page of Makor Chav Dalet. Ain't him even to Raki Shomer Ksiv Ki Lo Reisim Kol Tumuna. He asked the kasha that I alluded to before, that the what do you mean? Why is the Rambam according to this pasuk? This pasuk is not about health; it's about Har Sinai. It's Musar to keep Har Sinai. Does Avol Shmiras Gav Lo Shemanu? And the goy in the Gemara, that's a goy. That's Mahaptim Divrei Elokim Chaim. He has no idea what he's talking about. So he says, he says it's Sarachiyun. And he says, it must have been some sort of assay that the Ram learns it's an assay. And there's a local issue here, which we really won't be discussing this Chabura, even if you're assuming it's a separate mitzvah, right? It's a deraisa. Is it an assay, right? Or is it a los assay, right? If it comes to the maka has an assay and a los assay, he shomer, it seems to be more an assay. So that's what the Mechinuch is asking. It's really a mincha, if it's really a mitzvah's assay, right, then you maybe have a bracha. You know, it's more of like a ritualistic thing here that we would seemingly have to do. If it's just a lab, do not do things that are dangerous. Okay, so that's a different, that's a very different concept. But the Rambam, it sounds like it is a positive mitzvah. That's what he's asking. The second kashi asks, it's sort of the opposite of what we're saying. Oh, it's coming out of makkah. Well, if this is a mitzvah to guard, then what does makkah do? If there's a generalized mitzvah to guard yourself from all danger, so makkah is a subset of danger that you're supposed to guard yourself from. So you don't need makkah. You just have the separate mitzvah. So that's another kashi asks. So the Minchas Chinuch has several different questions. I just want to point out that the Rambam again does say Hishamar, it does sound like a mitzvah sase, but he does not count it in Sefer Mitzvos. It's not there. And the Rambam, of course, is very careful about Sefer Mitzvos. So it definitely seems to be a serious Torah concept, but is it a separate mitzvah? Then the kasha is why didn't the Rambam count it? So this, I'm going to kind of leave this, the different makoros, all these different trefa and maka, all these different things aside for a second. That's a question. The second question is, what we mentioned, is it deraisa or is it derabanan? And we have different evidence one way or the other. We have one hand Rambam's quoting a pasuk, the other hand he talks about makas mardis, which sounds like it's a derabanan. So the Aruch Hashulchan Ashtark is as ain karvanas or zerak is a derabanan. It's not iser derabanan. It's definitely a deraisa. I makas mardis. No, that's just like we know in many mitzvahs that there happens to be no makos deraisa, but it certainly is deraisa. There's a local, it's a localized din, and when you get makos. I just want to note that the Shem Aryeh kind of expands on this a little bit, and he suggests that it's only certain type that he's medayik that the makos mardus in the Rambam. As we saw, is only by the when the Chazal added the extra concerns about things that are a little bit not really dangerous but somewhat dangerous. So the Shemir says it's only by those added concerns derbanan that the makas mardus. It's not going back on the deraisa. And for the Shemir suggests that maybe for the deraisa is or if you do that you will get makos on a Doraisa level. Supporting this Doraisa concept is Zohar HaRakia. He says, the Zohar HaRakia is the Tashbates, took over in in Algiers after the revive. Certainly, tremendous. Obviously, one of the gedolim, and he says in the second page of this makor, which is makor chavav. He says very much that it is an iser deraisa, and it's not for Har Sinai. And he says you see it from the Gemara in Perek Shavos Eidos, that the Gemara says that if you curse yourself, you get malchus from Hisham Alecha. So you could learn that Gemara to say no. It's you see that there's no. It doesn't. Hisham Alecha is not for guarding yourself from health. It's specifically for cursing yourself. But the Zohar Rukia learns the opposite, that cursing yourself is one way to hurt yourself, and you get malchus for that, just like you get malchus for a variety of hurting yourself. That is the makor for the Rambam that it's. That it's daraisa, and he learns that would be a lav on a daraisa level. The Shoal Meshiv also says that it's only the concerns that are chashash of maybe something will happen is a derabanan, but pshita, he says, davar sakana mam is something that's a real sakana. It's definitely usher deraisa, and he relates it to what we saw in the Sefer Chazim. Ma'abe is asmo das, that you don't even need isham elcha. It's so obvious. It's ma'abe is asmo das, it's suicide. So we see you know different and you know we saw a lot of makoros that say it's deraisa. On the other hand, I didn't put them in here. They're really on the page of. Shulchan Aruch, the Baragola suggests it's Durabana. And that's how he's learning when it says Makas Mardis. The Levush, there's a Stira. The Nyonim, where the rabbis added various things that to guard yourself from, that's in Yoredeah, Kuvtzet Zayin. So there's a Stira seemingly between the Levush in Yoredeah and Choshe Mishpat. So there, you know, I have a lot of derisas here. Certainly, there's plenty of gedolei olam will say that really this is a problem on a derabanan level. And just to add more to it, right? Again, we saw in the Rambam that there seems to be some sort of a part of this inyan which is not even derabanan. Sounds like it's just derech Hashem. Wait, I don't mean to discount derech Hashem, but. But there's a lot of things in Hilchos Deis that you can't say. If you don't do that, you are violating an Isser or an Aseh Deraisa. So it seems to be there's some things that are just, you know, best practices. So the question is, how do we reconcile? Is it, what is the Makor? It was the first Kasha. Second Kasha is, again, we have a lot of different Makors floating around there. Second is it Deraisa? Is it Derabanan? Or is it just nice? So those are the first two questions. The third one, what is included in this Isser? So we see the Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear, any mikshel that has danger of death. And then even on a Durabana level, Makor Lamed, that the rabbis added more things to be concerned about, still the rabbis only added things, Sheish Behems, Sakhanos, Nefashos. So it seems to be that there needs to be some death involved here, even on the rabbinic level. Lumatza, the Ben Ish Chai on Makor Lamed Dalet, he says Harbit Vram Asru Chazal Mishum Sakana Oshar Hezek Aguf. So he expands it. It doesn't say just Sakana. It's very clearly Shar Hezek Aguf. And one of the questions here. And really, it's the question, again, the similar question I keep asking. The Bein Ish Chai does not say that, the Mechaber says this, and I argue, you know, the same way we had all these different Mekors. They didn't say, oh, well, this is my Mekor, that's his Mekor. You know, the Bein Ish Chai is certainly very well aware and does not take the words of Maran Beis Yosef lightly. So it's difficult to simply say that it's a Machlokas. And this machlokas by
by the iser of, or the mitzvah of guarding yourself from sakana is parallel to the machlokas by makah, which is sort of, again, the parent mitzvah, the shita mekubetzes here on makor lamed basis, yir mikan she'ein mitzvahs makah l'chashash nezikin el chashash misa. That there's no requirement to build a makah unless there's a danger of death, because the requirement of makah is only when there's a sara, less than a sara, and the sara is because that there's a chance of death. Less than a sara, there's no mitzvah. So clearly, you see, it's related to death. And we see on this as well, there's, on makah as well, there's a machlokas, seemingly. The smag here on Lamed Hay says, lo leaning makah bilvad, diber kosv el kol davar hamazik. Not, it's any davar hamazik as well. So it seems to be expanding it beyond kind of the danger of death. But again, there's no kind of machlokas noted. So is it nezek? Is it death? I think it's another question we have as well. So we've added a third question: is it nezek? Is it sakana? And I want to leave these three questions, if you don't mind, on the side. Hopefully, we'll be able to answer them. To answer them, we're going to turn to the sugya of Shomer Pesayim Hashem. And in general, this is a concept we'll see in certain Gemaras that there might be some sort of danger, but it's generally, it's hard to formulate exactly because it's going to be a machlokas, but it's accepted or it's not a big danger, so it's part of life. So you just do it and Hashem will protect you. But this is not, you know, first, before, you know, this is something that's very much discussed in this concept of guarding your health when it's that Shomer Pesayim Hashem is one of the criteria. So we're going to discuss it, but it seemingly I'd just like to almost make a caveat or do this under protest, because again, there seems to be some sort of disconnect here. We have a sugya of Hisham Elchav, of guarding yourself from Sakana, and then we have Shomer Pesayim Hashem. There's nowhere in the Gemara where those two concepts are really firmly connected. So, you know, it's unclear why we should be connecting these two. And let's see what I mean by that by looking at the Gemaras where Shomer Pesayim Hashem does come up. And it comes up, you know, in a few different Gemaras. I've essentially copied all of them here. Shomer Pesayim Hashem is not something that comes up, you know, 20 times in the Gemara. For example, in Yevamos, here, they say that you should not do a mila on a cloudy day. People do it. Yeah, you know, people do it. So Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Even though they believed at that time that there was some sort of danger to the infant, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, people do it and it's okay. And then we have in Yevamos, Lamed Makor Lamed Ches, we have the concept of the moch that, and this is going to come up later, and it's come up in many halacha lamaisa contexts, that there were certain aged girls where the rabbis believed were, it was very dangerous for them if they would become pregnant. So the question is if they're allowed to use some sort of birth control to protect themselves from getting pregnant. And the Chachamim say that no, that they can just have, they don't need this moch, because min haShemayim yirachamu mishum shenemar shomer pesayim Hashem, that Hashem will have mercy from them, and they don't have to worry about it, this danger. And then in Avodah Zarah, we see that Rabbi Lazar says that you can eat anavim and ta'anim at night, and the concern is maybe you don't know, you can't see it, and maybe there's some snake venom or something of that nature on the fruit. You don't have to worry because Shomer Pesayim Hashem. And finally, in Nida, the Gemara says that if you have Tashmish on the 90th day, that's very dangerous. So the question is, well, how are you supposed to know if it's the 90th day? So Abai says, no, you're right. You don't have to worry about it because Shomer Pesayim Hashem. So there's it comes up in a few different contexts. But, you know, again, my point here is that it does not come up in the main sugyas. There's the rabbis go on and on about many daf and gittin and other masechtas talking about things you should eat, things you shouldn't eat. It never comes up in those main sugyas, the concept of shomer pesayim Hashem. So why not? Why, you know, what is this concept? What is it and what is it not? And you might have a havamina. Okay, so you know I'm gonna be super healthy. I'm gonna be the mamish machmir sheba machmir mahadrin sheba hadrin of the mitzvah of keeping my health. I'm never gonna rely on any sort of leniencies or anything. I'm gonna keep everything. And so the Peleoites and Makor Ma'alav says no. This is an important sugya, right? We need to know the hagdara here because umichlal ashmir, the same Peleoites that said that it's suicide to not keep your health. Shalo yishamar atzmo yoser midai. That you can't guard yourself more. Believe ato avon eskono, because the whole reason, right, that it's a mitzvah to guard your health is to be able to serve Hashem Torah and do mitzvos. But if you're mavato Torah mitzvos, then there's no point to do it. Don't say, oh, I'm gonna just be super careful. No, that's Eitzas Yetzer Hara. So he says here, Vetzarek Pelas Mosnei Mishpat Lekalka Dvarab Mishpat. So you can't. You can't be had too much shmira when you should really not do too much, and you should not do too little as well. So this is an important sugya to kind of figure out what exactly are So to start, there is a lot of disagreement in the Achronim about how far Shomer Pesayim Hashem goes in general, and this is. These makoros are from the Sefer Shmira Saguf on Nefesh, that some people say that this concept, you know, doesn't say that Chazal are relying on it, that it's okay. What do we do about the people? So perhaps it's the Truma Sedeshin suggests that it's only for the Amaratzim, other people argue on that. The Tiferes Tzvi suggests that if the Chachamim are being careful about this, it's only if, like the Gemara says, that no one's really following this at all. But if the people who are careful are careful, then it's like anything else. You know, just because you know there any other area of halacha, if something's usher, it's usher. It doesn't matter if people are ignoring something that's real halacha. So that's what the Tiferes Tzvi says, and that's against the Tzemek Tzedek. The Yagdil Torah and the Yabia Omer are machalik in this inyan between Seguli and Teva. That if something is just inyan Seguli, which is these kind of concepts that, oh, something is bad for you, you know, whether it's Rach Ra, things of this nature, then... Even if the Chachamim are careful, you don't have to worry about it. But if it's something in Teva, right? If it's a real natural danger, then you can't be excused from that. If the people who are careful are being careful about it. So that's a pretty yisodistika machlokas. And I would just point out that the Mila Gemara, where the Gemara said. The Gemara said you shouldn't do the mila on the cloudy day, and then it says ha'idna, and they said nowadays, now that people are not doing that, and so I would just suggest, you know, perhaps the ha'idna is similar to what the Achronim suggest by why we don't follow a lot of these the Divrei Chazal refuahs and sakanas, because the teva has changed, right? That perhaps. That the Teva back then, these things were effective. But nowadays, the Teva's changed, so we don't follow it. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Ha'idna, now that the Teva's changed a little bit, so that's not a problem. Okay, so then you're allowed to... There's no Teva problem anymore. Maybe there's a schoolie or something, but there's no Teva problem, so you're allowed to rely and do the Mila. And then several the Chalkas Yaakov, the Divrei Yatziv, and the Chida suggest that it's only the Shomer Pesayim Hashem that are mentioned by Chazal Rishonim, but that's against the Eish El Avram, the Buchacher. So a lot of different, you know, this is certainly not a clear inyan at all. But let's see how the Acharonim relate this concept to the mitzvah of health, and really some of the most important makaros are the Binyan Sion and the Igros Moshe. The Binyan Sion here on Min Beis is discussing the Inyan Amoch that we saw, that the concept of the danger to the woman can use some sort of birth control. So the way the Binyan Sion formulates it, and it's on the third page here, he comes out, it's Aser, whether it's before Tashmish or after Tashmish, and he says, Vanir Linius Daiti, the Talmud, the Rabbanan that said that you should just rely on Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Aye, what about the danger? Da'afagav de'klal bi'adeinu, de'en l'cha davar omed bi'kuach nefesh, even though we know we're not allowed to rely on Rove for bikuach nefesh, anything that's a danger to life, that's only where there's a vadai sakana nefashos lefaneinu. That's only when there's a sakana now, right? That there's something's going to fall on you and you're going to die, you know. And but if it's a sakana haba, something's going to happen in the future, then it's not that you can just do whatever you want, but you're allowed to rely on rove. It says azlin and basar ruba kamo leinin isur the imlokein eich muter leiri leyam. Let's say it's Lamidbar Shem Miadverim Shetzrikim Lahodos Al Shinet Solo. Right, then how can you, how can you go into the Midbar? How can you, we know there's a bracha of a Gomel, but how can you do that, right? You're putting yourself a little bit in danger. You could theoretically die. The answer is when you're going into the Midbar, there's no danger. Okay, something might happen in the future, then you're allowed to rely on Rove. So he has a two-pronged test here, that it has to be a future danger, and it has to be Rove. And the way that Rabbi Bleich Shlita formulates it, the Rove is not in the it's not just in the percentages, but it's also the Inyan is that people have that society. Has accepted this practice. That's how he formulates the Binyan Sion's directive. Now this formulation is to me lachora a little bit problematic, and we'll see acronyms that are going to argue. First of all, this concept of sakana now versus sakana in the future. I mean, when does the present end and the future begin? There seems to be an EF Shulet Samson problem there. And how does that even work practically, right? So if a goy threatens to kill you today, so there's pekuach nefesh. And if the goy threatens to kill you in 6 months, then, you know, then it's different. You know, I understand the kasha from Yor Deyom is a good kasha, right? And he also brings the raya from Nachash, that the Gemara says that if there's a snake around you when you're davening, that you still daven. So he learns that it means that the rove is that that the snake is not going to bite. I understand the kashas. But practically, it's very difficult to understand why that should be true and how it works. The Igros Moshe has also a somewhat similar formulation, and he is discussing the smoking. And at this point in his life, he comes out that you certainly should not start smoking, but for those that are smoking already, he says it's not technically it's a requirement to stop smoking. And he first of all, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, right, that talks about that there's certain things that are good for the body and bad for the body. But it doesn't sound like it's a lashon isser. So smoking, he says on the second page here, miachar de rov mehen inyani hanahein luba de ruba de inche lo mazik lo klum. And since mo that ruba de ruba lo mazik lo klum, that ruba to ruba, but people are not hurt at all. And they can't be careful, and they get a lot of tsar because, you know, they're addicted, and they even, it's hard for them to, much more than not eating. They need to smoke. And they get a lot of hana from it. So Rav Moshe says, you see that even though there's a lot of people who do get cancer and things like that, but the vast majority of people aren't hurt at all. And so Rav Moshe says that it's mutter. And again, in Rav Bleich, in particular, there is this lashon of ruba deruba, and Rabbi Baruch Shita relates it to the Binyan Sion and to his concept that when society has accepted a risk and it's the rove that people are not harmed, then you are allowed generally to take that risk. The problem, especially with relating this to Rav Moshe, is that the Rav Moshe has Shomer Pesayim Hashem in a different sugya. That's on I have it copied at the back here, in Choshen Mishpat, talking about sports. That says, okay, are you allowed to play sports? So it's specifically discussing someone that is paid to play sports, a professional. And he says it's mutter because Shomer Pesayim Hashem and Elav, but he also adds Elav who knows his nafsho, that it's mutter because this is his parnasa. That's what he seems to be relying on, not just, you know, whether, you know, I think maybe, you know, I think he would say maybe if someone just literally playing one game of basketball, you know, kind of just very recreationally, that's probably just, there's just no danger at all. Right? But if someone's going to be playing on a serious level, on a, you know, semi-professional, professional level, certainly the chance of injury raises. But still, Rav Moshe says it's only because of Elav who knows his nafsho. And in this, and so it seems that it's not just, you know, the society's accepted, has accepted it and it's rove. It seems to be, there seems to be some sort of tzorech needed as well. And in the and the smoking tshuva as well, he mentions, you know, that there's addiction and there's a lot of hana. So there seems to be some sort of tzorech. There seems to be another provision that's required, you know, not just for it to be rove and to be accepted by society. But far be it from me to argue on the Igros Moshe or the Binyan Sion. We have the Achiezer and the Tzitzit Eliezer, the Achiezer and the Tzitzit Eliezer. So they argue, the Achiezer argues on the Moch, right? But he's going to argue on the Binyan Sion's Lump, on the Ramosha's Lumpus. And then the Tzitzit Eliezer is going to argue on smoking. He's going to say it's usher to smoke. But he's going to argue on the Binyan Sion's Lumpus. So let's take a look. So the Achiezer here is discussing, there's a case where the woman, it's very dangerous for her to give birth. On the second page here, in the first column, as he says, you can, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, that's when it's a chashash rachok, miyuta de miyuta, she'enu matzoi shititaber. That it definitely says it's not, he says it's not rove, it's very clear. He says it's a miyuta de miyuta. It's definitely a very, very limited chance of this happening. And it's usher otherwise to be machmir v'makom sakana. And this is a miut, she'ino matzoi, so that's the only time you're allowed to rely on sakana of Shom B'Sayim Hashem. It's Tzitzi Eliezer, again, is talking about smoking, and here, in the second column, he says, "Delomru kein elba mokavus delonis gala beitam v'amitzius lo harata alifucho shel davar v'adra v'ro sharav v'chein shlemim arv v'lonizoki." You see, b'poel that that people are allowed to rely on it. So it comes out very stark that smoking is usher. And he doesn't say that, you know, that smoking, oh, it's only, you know, it's since it's only, the danger is only going to come later, it's allowed, like the Binyan Sion. It doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like even though certainly there's, you know, smoke the cigarette now, nothing's going to happen to you. It's only going to happen, you know, whenever, Chas v'Shalom, you know, 40 years later, but it's still usher. And he has this lashon of Amitzius lo yarata al yifucho shel davar. It seems to be, he's not really explaining it. We'll see a little bit, perhaps a better formulation, but it has to be something where, like, the Mitzius you're doing now, like, it's not direct, you know, it's not kind of exactly what you're doing that's causing the sakana. That's, you know, what he seems to be driving at. And the Kovetz Shurim as well, and in the back here, also has a lashon that when it's biyado, right, the Shomer Pesach Hashem is only when it's not biyado. But if it's biyado, then to guard yourself from it, then you are required to guard yourself from it. You know, and again, the Kovetz Shurim Lechora does not seem to be saying that as long as, you know, the criteria for Shomer Pesach Hashem, like the Binyan Sion, and perhaps the Egros Moshe were saying, Rove or Ruba Druba, and it's a later Chashash. You know, it sounds like, no, if it's biyado to guard yourself, then you're not allowed to rely on it. So I would say I have a few other kashas on Rav Moshe and the Binyan Sion. If we're going to say, like Rabbi Blake says, that it's kind of rove is meaning the rove of society, fine, but, you know, the lashon of the Binyan Sion itself seems to be saying the rove of the chances of Misa, and that, you know, is a little bit difficult to understand. If there's a goy who's going to kill every third Jew, is that something you can voluntarily let yourself go into? And the Gemara by Nachash, right? The Gemara said that the Nachash is the reason the Binyan Sion says you're still supposed to daven, is because the Nachash, the chance of it hurting you is less than rove. It's difficult for me to, the way I learned that Gemara, it's like a garden snake, maybe like one in a million chance it's really going to hurt you, but it's not venomous at all. Maybe they're 1% or something. And the Rav Moshe, when he's talking about the Musar parts of the Rambam, that's a separate Indian. We haven't explained how that fits in with the Isser, but the Rambam is very clear that there's an Isser part, and then there's a Musar part. You can't bring a Raya that, oh, you're, you know, that things like, oh, you know, like the Rav Moshe says, like fatty food and things like that, it's all the eating, you know, that is just Musar. So therefore, there's, okay, no, that there's certain things that there's a real concern, then it is a problem. But, you know, I would, you know, just like, I think the biggest kasha is that, again, this what I alluded to in the beginning, that Shomer Pesayim Hashem is a very limited set of Gemaras. There's no Gemara that says that, oh, that there's a mitzvah Vishomer that, oh, you know, that, but Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Or, you know, here's our advice to eating, but Shomer Pesayim Hashem. You know, even on a Dereisa level or on the ones that the rabbis added, there's no real connection that the Gemara does. It seems to be that the Gemara, Lechora, if you look at the Gemaras, they seem to be addressing a situation, not of doing something to yourself, like a smoking or eating. They seem to be something happening to you. You know, you're just doing Mila, and you know, unbeknownst to you, it's a cloudy day, and there's something bad about that, or even the moke. You know, the girl is not performing the act. It's the man who's endangering her, right? And that's it's causing that sakana. But lechora, to do something to yourself, that the Gemara does not address. So lechora, it's a chiddush to connect Shomer Pesayim Hashem to doing something to yourself. And I think the biggest problem of all is that if you're really going to say that la'achar zman is a heter, then the whole mitzvah of Yishomer, whether it's a mitzvah or an aveir, a deraisa rabbanan, it's meaningless, right? Because there's no way that it's limited to literally you know, doing something that is going to cause death right now. It's clearly, very clearly, in all the Rishonim, very clearly talking about guarding yourself from something that might, health effects that might cause sakana, even, not literally today. So it would, the seeing the lachers man heter would make that mitzvah and avera meaningless. And finally, another kasha, the Ramosha says that really, you know, I would have made a gzera against smoking, but we're not a chazal, so we can't make a gzera. Even the divrei chazal, where they added the drabanan, certainly there's a drabanan aspect. The chazal are also limited. Just because they're chazal, we're not allowed to make gzeras, but the chazal did not make gzeras for no reason. They only did mishmeres l'mishmarti. There has to be a deraisa level that they were adding as a mishmeres onto. So, but there has to be some deraisa level, whatever, however we formulate that, that is definitely usur to do to yourself. And so we have to figure out what that deraisa level is for the chazal to make sense as well. And I think Bechora, you know, the note of Yehuda should also stand for the proposition, like I'm saying. And the note of Yehuda is the famous shuv about hunting, and we're not going to read it inside. But he comes out that it's mutter for an ani to do it for parnasa, because again, a love who knows it's not show that for parnasa there's a special heter to go into to do things that are even really dangerous. But it's usher for recreation. So lechora, you see that you need some, you need to add on, you need to add on. There's some sort of tzorech, there's some sort of added, that shomer b'sayim Hashem lechora can only be when there's a need to do that, to do that. You can't just rely on it and say that everyone, that it's accepted, and so therefore you're allowed to do it. You need a specific reason why you're allowed to do it. You need to do it. And the way to formulate this, I believe, in terms of lumdis, I see from the two makoros, the Mishnah Lachos and the Shemariyeh. And the Mishnah Lachos, the way the Mishnah Lachos formulates that, Yesod shel shomer v'sayim Hashem nira dehu b'makom sheyesh metzias bizman min hazmanim lava lidei sakana el sheini yodei lechavein oso zman v'makom v'afshi malit shegam la'olam lo yichavein oso. So the way that the Mishnah Lachos formulates it, I think it's similar to what I was alluding to. It's not something you're doing to yourself, chas v'shalom. That is for sure usher. It's something that there's a mitzvah, something going on externally, right? That might be happening to you. You're doing something totally else. Something else might be happening to you. And that's when you're allowed, in certain circumstances, to rely on Shomer Pesayim Hashem. He also says, down here, he also says, like, and you know, this is not really his, what he's saying, but certainly we saw in the Tzitzi Eliezer, and maybe even, by the way, the Ramosh is muted to Ruba de Ruba, but he says, V'lo amru ahareza shofik dam, de'ef sholitipo klal nimsa de'ava chashash sakana rechok. It has to be an external thing. It has to be really, really far out chance. So that's, I think, two legs, of the stool of the Yisod that I think Shomer Pesayim Hashem requires. The third is the Shemariyeh, and the Shemariyeh, is going to argue on the Binyan Siyah, and I'm going to, so, you know, it's not like it's proving the Binyan Siyah is wrong, but in Lomdis, I think he has a very good formulation. So he says here on page 78, even where there's something that's sakana, mikol makom bedavar shu min hago shel olam, so he says, you know, it's minhag shel olam, bederech hechreach. Right, so that's what we alluded to. We saw with Lechora and the note of Yehuda by the Parnassah Lechora, even inside Ramosha by the Parnassah. So Lechora, there needs to be some sort of tzorech, and we saw by the COVID shiurim that mentioned biyado, you need to avoid it. Lechora, it's only when there's a tzorech, there's a need to do this act, right? And so again, so we have a atzorech, and we have a chashash rechoka, and it's an external event. And that can kind of, that, you know, people relate this topic to general concerns of the modern world, driving, things of that nature. There's certainly various dangers. And I think this formulation really answers, you know, those concerns. That, you know, driving, you're driving, you have a tzorek, you can't go anywhere without driving. Can't do anything without driving. Your life would be very meaningless. And it's an external event. And Lamaisa is not necessarily not, you know, sakana, even 1% of the chance. So it's certainly a sakana rechoka. And I think this really makes the sugya a lot more oizgehalten, because again, you never see the Gemara's talking about by simple eating and things where you're doing it yourself, that you're allowed, that this is an inyan. You know, the biggest kash you could have is from the Te'ina Gemara, that you're allowed to eat at night. But again, the way that the Gemara formulates, it sounds like that is something that you're eating, right? But the way the Gemara formulates that is that ein bo giloy, that there is no giloy. It's just that there is no iser. It's just that at night, you know, it's mutter. There's likely nothing there at all. It's not that there's a chashash. There's nothing there at all, likely. It's not that there's something, but you can still do it. There's just an external chance of a nachash. You know, you're eating the teina, the nachash. That's external. That's basically, you know, a chashash rechoka, and so you're allowed to do it. I think that fits very well. And lechora, you might be able to fit this even within the Igros Moshe or even the Binyan Tzion. Not necessarily. Again, not, you know, certain. You know, I think you'd have to reject the lachar zman heter. But even to the, you know, the Ramosha does say Ruba Deruba, and he does talk about Parnassi. He does talk about the addiction, the tzorech of the addiction, and the hanar from the smoking. And by the way, you know, I put at the end of the packet, you know, smoking, certainly no one can leave this this talk thinking that I think that it's mutter to smoke. It's I think the posts are pretty clear. But to say that there's high dangers of cancer and death and everything doesn't cancel out that, as the study says at the end of the packet, there are some benefits to smoking. Not outweighing, but in terms of, you know, keeping weight loss, you know, that is something that is really undeniable. Again, it's outweighed by all the risks. There are some tzorech. There needs to be a gross tzorech, if you will. Even if the net, it's still a sakana, right? So, you know, I think that's what Moshe is alluding to, perhaps, when he talks about the hana and all these things, that there's, you know, there's things that are benefits from soaking, and combined that Moshe assumes, based on the science of his day, that it's not causing, you know, massive amount of deaths. So that's what he allows. But, you know, horror, the Moshe also requires a tzorech. But, you know, enochinam, you know, according to this formulation, the remotion is certainly true about, like, fatty food and things like that. Again, those kind of things, everything in moderation. There's no clear connection between whatever you're eating now and some sort of, you know, people eat plenty of meat. And if anything, the WHO came out that, you know, there's no clear connection between red meat and cancer. So I think that this works well, and it answers, you know, I think it answers a lot of the question. I think if you don't accept this, lechora, according to you know, according to Rabbi Blake's formulation, I think it's difficult that if anything is normal, it's okay. Then why did the rabbis make these gzeiras, right? Yes, I understand it's a greater concern. They're acting on concerns that are not on a deris level. But in order, as we said, in order for the rabbis to make a gzeira, they have to be mishmeres mishmarti. There has to be a deris level. With a higher level, that is usher. And, you know, again, unless you're going to say that level is rove, which I think is very difficult to really accept, that 49% chance of death is allowed, then look where you have to make it. You have to broaden it a little bit. And it can't be that there's, and it can't be that there's a tzorech every time you're eating, that you're getting some benefit from it, because then Chazal, again, would not have ossered things. They're not going to osser some food out of a greater chashash if there's not other foods that are osser on a deraisa level, because they need to do mishmeres l'mishmarti. Okay, so that's kind of the pshat in Shomer Pesayim Hashem, that if there's an internal act that you're doing right now to yourself that's inherently harmful, that's not allowed. It has to be extrinsic, and you need a tzorech. And I think with this idea, or Kain, this idea, you can answer the earlier questions that we had. We asked several different questions. First of all, what is the makor for this inyan? Second of all, you know, there's various different makoros floating around. None of them are seemingly stimming with each other in any way. Is it derisive, derabanan, or is it just a nice idea? And is it nezek or sakana, right? There are different shitas, but they don't seem to be arguing with each other. It seems to be they're both kind of being megala different parts of the inyan. So lechora, you could say maka, that's this mamish instant death, right? That's kind of what mak is. But he shomer, it's not that there's a separate mitzvah. Remember, we said the Rambam did not count in the Sefer Mitzvahs. It's not that there's a separate one of the 613 of Hishomer that you are required to keep your health, like, you know, Asher Kishonim Mitzvahs Avitzivana, whenever you have a carrot. It doesn't work like that. It's Megala, that there's a basic point in the mitzvahs from Treifar, from Ma'avid, Azatz, Modas, from all these different things, that you cannot... you cannot be an Eved Hashem. You cannot keep the Torah mitzvos. You cannot keep Har Sinai in your mind unless you're alive, right? And that's the micha. That's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying you need to remember Har Sinai. You need to keep the Torah mitzvos. How do you do that? Through health. Now, what is the getter of Hishomer? Again, lechora, I think it's related to the Shomer Pesayim Hashem. If it's inherently harmful, then versus a potential of harm. If it's a proven makah, that it's going to, there's something that's really bad, that it's, even if it's lachrisman, that it's going to go to sakana, there's a proven way that on a significant level, it could lead to death, early death, then that is aser doraisa. And at the Rabbana level, so that's more chashash, very, you know, far-fetched. It's not really proven. That's more the level of, you know, these South articles. This study argues with that study. Is it good? Is it bad? That's where the makom for the rabbis to add, in the times of Chazal, extra Yisur Rabbanan. And you know, nowadays we wouldn't be able to add those zeros. On a Musar, and I, the third level. What about the Rambam level that just said it's just Musar? It's just Derech Hashem. There's no Isser. That's for general Brias, right? You know, if you have too much sugar, you have this, you're going to get colds, you're going to get sick. It's not going to lead to unless it's to an extreme case, to Sakana. Temporary effects, impacts that don't lead to death, that is more general Brias. That's a Derech Hashem. No, I don't want to discount Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem is also very important, but it's not on this legal level. So again, Derech, I think it's a proven thing that can come to Sakana Lacherzman, that might be Aser Derech. And I think this, again, it explains it, all these different makoros, right? How do they work together? The answer is, you're right, they're all, it's not a separate mitzvah. All these inyanim, they're all, it's all kol tzurkul inyan echad, that in order to be an Eved Hashem, you need to be healthy. And it also answers the Sheimari Azakasha, why did the Ram and Shulchan Aruch only bring some of the Sakonas in the Gemara? So Lechora, that these are the ones that maybe in the times the Ram and Shulchan Aruch, they believed now that they are more proven or serious. And this also answers the Minchas Chinuch's kashas. He didn't say, where's this assay? Hishomer is talking about Har Sinai. Oh, that maybe there's an assay somewhere that there is no, you're right, Minchas Chinuch, there is no separate assay. It's Megala from all these makaros that there's an inyan to be healthy. It's not a separate mitzvah. Next, I just wanted to discuss halacha lemaisa for food for thought for those the Rosh Kolel who have the right to an opinion. What does this mean? So lemaisa. So what's the nafkamina of all this? So lechora, perhaps you could suggest if there's something again, as I said, that's a proven thing that's going to cause a sakana lacher's mind, even if it's not rov, even if the chances are not that 50% of everyone, but it could still be us. And lechora, you might be able to suggest that by processed meat. The processed meat, deli, it's muskam, very much so. You see the WHO that it definitely causes cancer. It's never going to be argued about it anymore. It's not one of these things where this study says this study says no. They've agreed it definitely causes cancer. And so, perhaps you could say, there's really no tzarech. There's never a need, to have deli. It is cheaper than other types of meat, but that doesn't, so you shouldn't, you shouldn't have it. You shouldn't have meat so often. The fact that you enjoy the meat is gufa, what's bringing you to do the iser, but, it's like all the other things that Chazal were concerned about. If anything, again, you suggest there are certain tzrachim by smoking. It does certain things for you in a positive sense. Again, it's vastly outweighed by the negative, but, deli, you don't see anything positive that it's doing for your body. Again, it's opposed to like the driving or all these, quote unquote sakanas, the driving is doing something very positive for you, right? I think so that, perhaps is one thing. And it's this halacha lemaaseh, it's not really even just for the people, people are going to do what they're going to do, right? But what we could think about, as Rabbanim is, well, is the shul going to do it, right? Meaning, is the shul going to is the rabbi going to allow, through the shul, this sort of thing? And the other thing I bring up, is alcohol. Alcohol already, they've rejected very much so, these ideas that, wine has some benefit. It comes out, there's really no benefit to alcohol from a health perspective, and it can only really, there's no safe amount that, like, if you drink less than two cups a day or then it's fine. There's no fine amount. Now there is Kiddush and Avdolah. But you could say, that's a malo lugma of 5% wine, a couple times a week is really basically nothing. That's another thing to think on. And again, not to say that like alcohol, but the extent that the Jewish institutions are going to be sponsoring these things and getting involved, in Lechora, again, the studies are very clear that the more alcohol you drink, the worse your heart health, the worse your cancer risk. So it's definitely, I think definitely is food for thought, to think about. The next thing I just want to discuss is Shabbos. So it sounds like a joke. It's not a joke, I promise. A joke, it sounds like, that when people, let loose a little bit in the Orthodox world, it is on on Shabbos, right? And is there any basis for that? So it's not crazy. If you look at the Tiferes Tzvi here near the end. So the Tiferes Tzvi is the Tzadok, Reb Tzadok from Lublin. So he says here on the second to last page that Shabbos is, there is a, that Shabbos does protect from Sakana. That even, you know, he's talking about these kind of the rabbinic things that we still keep, like the fish and the meat. So he says that even though it is a Sakana, he comes out, it is a Sakana. There's some sheets, it's not a Sakana anymore. He comes out, stark, it is a Sakana. But he says that Shabbos will protect. And he bases this on the klal of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yada Davar Ra. That there's an idea that if you're doing a mitzvah, then that will protect you from any bad things happening to you. So it is at least a shiloh. It's not a ridiculous idea, but you know, to apply it to say, oh well, you know, deli roll. You know, again, not to say that I'm not opposed, but you know, if lulei that deli was usher. But maybe deli roll and Shabbos would be mutter. Lahore, that's very difficult. The Beis Sha'arim here gives several different reasons why limitations on this Shomer Mitzvah klal. First, it says it's only if you need to do the mitzvah now, right? So, and there's no way to avoid the sakana. Oneg Shabbos, you know, there's 10,000 different ways to observe that mitzvah. And he says it's not for teva. He says Shomer Mitzvah is only for the seguli, for rach ra, and these kind of chazals, things that we don't really understand. But if it's something that's mamish, a sakana al pi teva, as we understand it now, then it doesn't apply. And he says it's only where the sakana comes from the mitzvah. And this concept of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yada Davar Ra, it comes up in a couple different, two main sugyas by in the classical Achronim by Yevama Katlan. Is that there's Gemaras about a woman who her husband dies several times, so then you shouldn't marry her, right? But what if now she's your Yevama? So the Noda Behuda says that Yevama Katlan is mutter because of Shomer Mitzvah Yada Davara. And also comes up by Mayim Shalanu, that if there's that Mayim Shalanu, it comes in contact with the mace, or there's a tekufa issue, you shouldn't spill it because you're doing a mitzvah for the Mayim Shalanu, for the matzahs, so it's going to be okay. But he says it's only where the sakana is coming from the mitzvah, right? Like Yevama Katlanis. Clearly, you know, in such a situation, it's like Hashem wanted that to happen. And so clearly Hashem's not going to punish you by going out with it, by hurting your health. So that's one another suggesting. He says it. And then finally, he says, it's only Bakrai. It's only where, okay, you know, you have one situation where you have to keep going and you're worried about the sakana. So you say, you know, but the situation again on Shabbos to kind of say, oh, every single Shabbos, I'm just going to eat things that are sakana, that would not apply to the Beis Sha'arim. But furthermore, from a perspective of Musar, to use Shabbos as a heter would be inappropriate because it's also not a kiyum of Shabbos.
And we see this back of the packet in Makor Mem Gimel, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, that he says, V'amru Rezal kol ma'aneg es haShabbos, v'lo amru kol ha-ma'aneg b'Shabbos. It's not pshat you are enjoying yourself on Shabbos. You are ma'aneg the Shabbos. You are helping the Shabbos enjoy. It's not that you should enjoy yourself. Rak yasa onik bishvil kavod Shabbos. You should be doing some onik in order to honor the Shabbos. Shabbos is the guest, right? It's like the
we're welcome into our house. So we get, of course, when a guest comes, he brings some food and wine and whatnot. Okay, you're also going to eat. It's going to be awkward for you not to eat with the guest as well. V'zekarasa l'shabbos oneg. That's the pshat. It says in the pasuk, karasa l'shabbos oneg, that we call Shabbos the oneg. Shetirka l'shabbos oneg k'inyan, like we're inviting a guest, as I said. But not that... And he goes on in Mem Dalet, in Makor Mem Dalet, Valkein Osam Amleim Bitnam Kasus. Therefore, those that are filling themselves like a horse, or Elo Einik Kray Ma'aneg as Shabbos. They're not being Ma'aneg the Shabbos. They're being Ma'aneg as Atzmam. So very, very strong lesson that there's no mitzvah on Shabbos. It just does not exist to kind of fill yourself up. That's silly. That's just not a mitzvah. And indeed, you know, that's not, you know, we don't see the Gadol Ador again in the, there's an excellent book. It's not really like with a lot of Torah sources, but it's a book from people called Body and Soul by this Rabbi Alexander Seinfeld. He quotes many Gadolim, and all of the mamish, all of the gedolim of the 20th and the 21st century, were very, very careful about health. And you know, sometimes we ascribe religious ideas really that our Torah leaders themselves really don't ascribe to. You know, the gedolim again that he lists, they were all extremely careful. They would never just kind of, you know, go crazy like that. And he also brings that in Makor Memhei, that's the pshat in Gimel Sudas and Shabbos. The reason we have three Sudas, opposed to in the ancient world where they typically had two Sudas, is because when you have when you know you have to have the third, you can't fill yourself up so much because you know you have to have that's third Suda. Just to conclude, one final thought again, halacha lamola maisa, just for the Rosh Hakol to, you know, to consider, is the Indian of bracha. And Makor Memvav, Shulchan Aruch is very clear based on the Gemara that Shem and Zayis, you just kind of have straight olive oil, Einam of Arachal of Klam, Mishum de Azike Mazikli, that it's Mazik you. And, there's a whole sugya. The Rambam disagrees, but lechora, you know, the simple pshat, something that's bad for you, that's hurting you, very clearly, you should not say a bracha on it. The Rambam might have a different shita that it means that it's just you don't like it. So there's a question about whether if you're getting hanah from it. Whether you do say a bracha, but Shulchan Aruch is plain. It seems that there's no bracha, and the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh points out the Tosefta that says that, you know, if someone says Avatiach Sheniker, or Yain V'Nizgala, and let me drink it, you cannot, you're not allowed to give it to him, and you don't also say a bracha. And Yain V'Nizgala, that is an inyan that the Chazal asr because of chashash sakana. So certainly things that are asr daraisa because of chashash sakana with lechora all the more so you not be allowed to say bracha. So reiterate, I think this is an important idea. Baruchnius begasim is certainly important to keep our health, and it's certainly. Whether, you know, on a Duraisa level, Durabana level, we saw the Hagdar, the Hagdar we suggested in Shomer Pesayim Hashem, it needs a Tzorech, needs to be a Chashash Rechok, and it needs to be something external. It can't be something with the Chefta itself is, what you're doing to yourself is dangerous. And that's the Pshat we suggested in the difference between the derisions and the derabanans, that it's really just all the Hishomer is really just Megala on the general point of all the Makoros that we saw, that it's usher to do things that are dangerous. It's part of Avodas Hashem. And something that's Asa Dereisa would be something that is proven inherently to cause Sakana even Lacher Zman.